This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Segment before the great Jason Burmes takes over 1 hour from now. Owen Schroyer takes over the War Room. Going to kick some new lower butt. Can't wait to watch. We got Chase Geiser here. A few more commenters from X. Go ahead, Chase. Who's up next?
All right. Let's hear from Lisa Guthrie. Lisa, go ahead and unmute yourself.
Okay, thank you. Thanks so much for having me here. So I would like to hear Alex's views on Agenda 2030 and where we go next based upon all the things that Alex has shared over the years, you know, with the community, with all of us and letting us know. So we had Agenda 21. We went into the lockdown. We see what's going on in the Ukraine. We see what's going on in, you know, in Israel and the Gaza Strip. It seems like, right, for those of us that have been following along for many, many years, that there's a script, right? Now they're talking about, or at least starting to like soft launch the whole idea about the red heifers and this sacrifice that hasn't been done in thousands of years. You know, the Antichrist and all of these different things, the Dome of the Rock, building a new temple. Where do you think we're going next, Alex, with this agenda?
Absolutely. You know, there are real world events, but the globalists exacerbated. It's like the former White House Chief of Staff, Ron Emanuel, said, only the good crisis go to waste. So sometimes they stage it, sometimes they exacerbate it, sometimes they hijack it. But yeah, Agenda 2030 is the official plan for AI, depopulation, eating bugs, banning carbon, which we are. I mean, it's Agenda 21 is getting the table set. And then as soon as 2000 hit, they went into Agenda 2030 that goes from beta to operational. So it's an official plan. It's like replacement migration or any of it. Oh, Jason Burmes is coming up. He's really good at showing documents like we do as well. But he does it, you know, for everything he says, because this is a plan. It's not like it's my opinion. People say, how does he know this? Good God, this is incredible. It's all there. It's so frustrating. But thank you so much. Let's move to the next person. One more. We got to end this. I'm going to do some more big X spaces here. Commercial free soon. Go ahead, Chase. Final person.
All right. Sean ... tried to rejoin. Let's see if you're available now. Sean, can you go ahead and unmute yourself? Okay. Let's go on to – oh, there's Sean. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Very good.
Alex, I appreciate it. This is like, so I got in to talk to Russ Limbaugh way long time ago, and this is like this, my second greatest achievement to speak with you. But
all right, well, it's good to talk to you, too. We got about 2 minutes left. Go ahead.
No, that's it. I had lots of things to say earlier, and I apologize.
Well, let's not worry about that. You're on air now. Go ahead.
All right, so what is your... So I had a question about your relationship with Erickson. I see Erickson on here a lot.
I don't know who Erickson is.
You don't know who Erickson is? All right, Tim.
I've known a lot of people named Erickson. You got to be more specific. Sounds like you're drinking a few ice cold ones, brother. Call me back sometime, all right? It's okay. I'm not judging you. Chase, closing comments here before Jason Burmes takes over.
I think it was a great space today. Thanks to everybody for joining. Always awesome to have this part of the audience join with us. I'm sorry that we weren't able to get to all the people who requested to speak. We've still got over 65 people requesting to speak to you, Alex, but we will make an effort to get to you guys next time, and we're going to try to do these a little bit more consistently as well. But I agree with everything that everybody said pretty much today, and I don't think that we're on the brink of nuclear war, but nuclear war will always be used as an excuse for another conflict, for another escalation. And until we figure out a way to hone this political-industrial complex and this military-industrial complex down, we're going to continue to find ourselves in war after war, I think, Alex.
That's right. All right, Jason Burmes, we're going to break in 40 seconds. Tell us what you got coming up.
Well, Alex, we're going to be going over that Ray Kurzweil interview with Joe Rogan, because Joe Rogan really came in hot and challenged Kurzweil on a number of issues, which he blatantly lied about. We're going to be talking about human brain interfaces.
That's right. Kurzweil came off like Kurzweil's the grand...
I believe is Boeing.
Hold on. Stay there. I got to go to break. But I'm going to stay 2 more minutes with you. Kurzweil came off like a vegetable. And this is the grand poobah of everything. So start over, Burmese. Back in 60 seconds, InfoWars.com/show and DrJonesNackles.com. Please remember, we're listener supported. We got great t-shirts, books, films, the best supplements out there. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is massively discounted. Finally back in stock. The strongest curcuminoid out there. That's the extract of turmeric. So good for your body. So good for inflammation. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. While you're there, get the best, cleanest 10-hour clean energy. It's called Turbo Force. Turbo Force. Turbo Force. Turbo Force. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. There's other great products that are also back in stock, 40% off, but not for long. And that is Nitric Boost to clean out your heart, your arteries, your veins, your capillaries, your cardiovascular system. Nitric Boost. Never offered it 40% off before, but we went right to the source we were getting it. Got a discount, so the sale right now is 40% off on Nitric Boost. We're funded by the people. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back. Incredible researcher. I've known Jason for, I'm getting old, man, 17 years since he was a kid. Him and the other folks from Loose Change. And I cut him off because I know what he's going to cover today. He's always a great guest host. He wants to do a deep dive on Ray Kurzweil, the head futurist at Google, the grand poobah of transhumanism. And Joe Rogan, in his slick, calm way, wrecked his ass. So you got cut off there, Jason, when I was talking about that with you, but I'm gonna turn the baton over to you in a moment. Please remember, listeners, we are supported by you. X3, the Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, sold out for 6 months, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 10-hour clean energy, Turbo Force, amazing game-changing products, Turbo Force, X3. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. You owe it to yourself to try X3, to try Turbo Force, to try Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. All at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the other great sponsor, if you want to get great products and keep us on air, go to drjonesnaturals.com. drjonesnaturals.com. My dad is a dentist, an oral surgeon. He's got amazing fluoride-free concentrated toothpaste, and the original nano silver toothpaste, not available for years, is back in stock, but it's selling out quick in the first run at drjonesnaturals.com with the iodine, the tea tree, the organic peppermint, all of it. drjonesnaturals.com, the immune gargle with the nano silver patented, the very best out there. All the other great toothpaste, the turmeric toothpaste, the activated charcoal toothpaste, and of course, the nano silver wound gel and a bunch of other great supplements. Peruse the whole site, drjonesnaturals.com. It's amazing. I want to thank you all for your support. Jason Burmese, take it away.
So when I saw this interview, and I'm only halfway through it, one of the things that really stood out to me, probably as the biggest lie and the one that kind of went unchallenged and shouldn't have, is the fact that Kurzweil said in the modern day, we don't lose millions of people in war. I mean, I want people to grasp what a huge lie that is, even what we've seen over the past couple of years.
Just the COVID lockdowns killed 80 plus million people. Sorry, I'm interrupting. And then you've got 3 million dead Iraqis. You've got, it's insane.
In the war on terror, or of terror, as I like to call it alone, we're talking about 3 to 6 million people dead. The fact that we don't even call that World War III kind of shows the U.S.-centric or really global-centric attitude we have towards these people. People are not talking about what's been happening in Yemen for years, which we provide the drones for, we provide the targets, and then we sanction that killing. Ukraine, Russia, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of people, and he just sits up there and smirks about that. Then what he's done over the years is given us this hopeful, bright future of the empowerment of humanity, a life of technological abundance where we become more, right? And he was always very slick about that in the past. When he actually wrote The Age of Spiritual Machines, he did not advocate that we would actually create another life form that had true consciousness, but that instead we would create life forms that would be so convincing we would think they had true consciousness, and we would essentially give them rights. He would also not really talk about digital consciousness as our ability to actually upload that, but as a twin, it's not really them. He's reversed those things in this interview. And the bottom line is he uses seductive behavior because he's not one of these guys that says that we're overpopulated or don't have abundance. So I've got this clip of Ray Kurzweil. It's about 3 minutes long. And really the only thing I do agree with him on is that we do have the abundance of resources and that what? We can live with a much larger populace on this planet. The thing is, our managers don't want that. They want to automate us out, which I'm going to get into more when I talk about what I think is really the destroyed by design nature of what's going on, not only with Boeing, but our entire airline industry and how NASA has really laid the groundwork for that over decades. But we're going to go to Kurzweil first. And this is Ray, I think, back in 2018 at the Supernova Conference. So let's hit this clip.
But it's kind of a strange world where we can do things that have to do with information, but otherwise the world is still the old world of scarcity. All of that's going to change as we go through the 2020s. And here I have an example of energy. So we're applying supercomputing to coming up with new materials, both for energy storage and collection of solar energy. As a result, the costs both of producing solar energy and storing it are coming down quite dramatically. As a result, we see exponential growth in the usage of solar and other renewables. It's doubling every 2 years. Total renewables is now about 6% at 2 years each. Before 2030, we'll be able to provide all of our energy needs ultimately at very low cost, using completely renewable energy.
Now, let me break this down. He also sold that on Rogan. The idea by 2030, it's all going to be solar, it's all going to be wind, and Rogan really did challenge him on that as well, saying, well, you know, the way that Musk says it is that we can't really build a car that can run on sunlight alone. And, of course, Ray Kurzweil went to the storage issue, but was really prominent that this would be the case. Now, remember, all these things that we've been promised that we're going to have cheaper energy, has that happened? That we're going to live longer lives, has that happened? Meanwhile, Kurzweil, in kind of a revelation in that first hour, he's been on a supplement regimen for quite some time. We're talking decade upon decade upon decade because he also talked about reverse aging. We'll get into Calico Labs, which is essentially the immortality division over at Google, of which he is employed and really one of the main gurus there. So Kurzweil takes 80-plus pills, yet they'll demonize Alex Jones for selling you turmeric in a concentrated form that many studies show is beneficial in health. And what, to stop inflammation, God forbid, nitrous oxide as well. All these things and more Kurzweil's taking. He also talked about IVs. So he's about 76. He believes within the next 5 years that the supplementation and drugs available to everybody, which I have a hard time believing because he's taking peptides. The FDA is regulating peptides right now. They're taking those away from you. All right? So you think they're going to give you the good stuff? I mean, give me a break. Maybe Kurzweil gets it, but he thinks for every year that you're living within 5 years, you can offset that with this new technology. And 5 years after that, you can actually get a year and a half back and start to, quote unquote, de-age. You know, whether that's the truth or not, there is a certain class of people, a predator class, that indeed believes that they can biologically live forever, while I believe trying to trick the public into believing that they can upload their consciousness, be in this virtual world. We live in a simulation. The multiverse is real, so there is no real accountability. identify as you want, be as transgender as it gets. Forget about that. Identify as a cat, a Therian. These are all real things at this point. This is all real things. So let's get back to Kurzweil. And this is really the seduction of it all, that, oh, we're in scarcity now. No reason to be in scarcity, by the way. But we'll be in abundance in the future. And by the way, again, we're not overpopulated, so we can continue to grow.
I presented this recently to the Prime Minister of Israel, who actually was in my class at the Sloan School in the 1970s. And he said, Ray, do we have enough sunlight to do this with, to double what at that time was seven more times? And I said, yes, when we double seven more times and are meeting 100% of our energy needs from solar, we'll be using one part in 10,000 of the sunlight that falls on the Earth. So this is another example how we will use the economics and the profound deflation rate of information technology that's now attending nominally information products to physical products.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Second user using cranial magnetic stimulations. The signals represent very basic actions in the context of a simple video game, such as move left or right. Nonetheless, especially given that these signals are transferred over the internet, the potential to send even basic thoughts across the internet inherently presents many opportunities and many risks concerning security and ethics. Okay? Look, BCIs to monitor the cognitive workload of a squad. It also talks about the shoot to miss. Let's see if we can do that. Shooting to miss. Right here. These are existing concepts with non-invasive technologies, with magnetic resonance waves. You know, before I read this, people really need to understand that information travels invisibly with transceivers and receivers, all right, different types of technology. Now, listen, the human collective consciousness, which I believe to be real, already works these things out. In a sense, so does nature, all right? But through technology, we figured out how to put out radio waves, television waves. Now, literally, anything can travel through the internet. Now, we can't see these with our own eyes. They are all around us. I've actually demonstrated on my program the ability to use Wi-Fi waves. Once you get those, you can actually run that through artificial intelligence and see what they're bouncing off of, and then get not only a layout of the room, but live time surveillance of subjects. Okay? So when we talk about it in the BCI sense and shooting to miss, okay, we're talking about cognitive and motor performance. Let's bring it up a little bit. Behavior. I mean, in its vision statement, the ARL's Cognition and Neuroergonomics Collaborative Technology Alliance makes the case for developing the capacity to continually monitor operator neurocognitive behavior. All that, nothing crazy about that, including depth, distribution, and shifting of human attention, appraisal of information, the emotional context of actions, and impact of psychological state, fatigue, stress, arousal, or cognitive and motor performance. And remember, when they're selling you these human brain interfaces, other than the best thing since breakfast later on when we, you know, transcend humanity and become better, it's what we got to make people walk again, see again, communicate. They act like it's about benevolence. Look at these military applications. This document's like from 2020. I'm talking about this document for 3.5 years. Again, they put it on paper what they're doing, everybody. It's not like I'm just like making this stuff up. This type of function could plausibly identify and facilitate operations for extremely fatigued convoy drivers, or perhaps for gunners or tankers operating in complex environments for whom mistakes could prove deadly. At a more complex level, technology that could provide insights into the emotional state of a soldier might provide red flags as to whether and when the soldier might break psychologically, whether a soldier might have psychotic tendencies, or perhaps when a soldier is shooting to miss. Now think about that, shooting to miss. That's a real thing, all right? But at the same time, what if they shouldn't be shooting their targets to begin with? You know, like in The Running Man. Oh, and then they just deepfake stuff in almost real time. Now we have that technology. Might get into that with AI avatars in a bit if time permits, all right? And this is all now real. We're in 2024, the post-truth world. One study of the functional magnetic resonance imaging to identify falsehood suggestions that the ability to detect whether a subject is concealing information, maybe of particular interest to counterterrorism and counterinsurgency missions. You know what? This counterterrorism stuff, insurgency stuff, I do want to point out the House passed that TikTok bill. Horrible. Horrible. We got to make this a big issue. This cannot pass the Senate. This isn't about TikTok. This is about censorship. Listen, they'll be able to frame up any company, any technology company they want with like a sub-investment if they want to go after them and censor them with this terrible ruling. And that's just the beginning of it. Okay, so horrible. I want to move into Boeing really quickly because we've seen, look, I fly enough where these type of reports of the horrible turbulence, people breaking bones in turbulence, wheels falling off. And now you have this whistleblower found dead in a hotel parking lot. A lot of people over the years that have ended up dead at hotels, Danny Casolaro, you know, that documentary series, finally seeing the light of day, briefly touched on it. An Invisible Empire, A New World Order, Defined the Octopus Conspiracy. Lay a lot of what the deep state really is out for you. Give you a history lesson so it's not just a slogan. Well, after he testified against them, Gonzo, is that a little, hey, shut your mouth? I don't know. It's a little message to other people. I do know this. This is from 2011. I've got a video queued up that we will go over after the break, that NASA, which, again, they want you to focus on, we're going to the moon, we're going to Mars. Meanwhile, they're weaponizing space, they're automating everything. They're very much in the bioengineering and futurist arenas. They're very much a part of the Defense Department. And they've had a vision of automation and even the parallel reality program, which is now starting to take place, not only across the world, but in Detroit Airport in particular. We're going to show you that, amongst other technologies that are very loving, like your heart rate and biometric data that goes beyond your facial recognition. But we're going to get into facial recognition. But we're going to play this video from this time period, a little over a decade ago, when they were laying out what they wanted to happen in airports. And it's like a two-minute really calm thing. They want to let you know they went to the moon. Go NASA. But then, like, you see this one graphic, and everything looks like something out of Total Recall and their airport. Total Frack Trace Database. Got a little less than 2 minutes to the break. And before we get there, you know, when I heard Alex Jones say for real that Infowars.com may actually be shut down, it's a punch to my gut. Long before I worked for InfoWars, oh so many years ago, I was looking at that when it was a little more than a blog, right? And it was linking to mainstream sources, things I could show people, things I could point out, really important information. And it really would be more than just a sucker punch. It would be an uppercut to free speech if, in fact, this operation is taken down. You look what they're doing to Assange. We've had that final hearing, that appeals hearing, how many weeks ago now? Still haven't heard anything. These people mean business. So if you can, when you can, and I think now you can, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com, get a T-shirt, get a book, get some of the supplements. I guarantee you the supplements that you buy right now are going to mirror what Ray Kurzweil puts into his body on a daily basis. But again, when Jones does it, he's the devil. When Ray Kurzweil does it, he's a prophet trying to empower humanity. Back after this with more of the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show.
We have products that will change your life that are amazing. I want to sell you products that really work so you want them again. But if you don't support us, we won't be here. Plus, you really need Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. The strongest other top brands are 75, 80%. Nobody makes it 95. Going to the top, one of the top makers. We said, we want the strongest you can make. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. We have Nitric Boost, 40% off. We've been selling Nitric Boost for a couple years. Never had it below 25 because there was hardly any profit there. We went to a place that gives us stuff just as good or even better. That's where we're getting it from. And it's 40% off, passing the savings on to you. Nitric Boost. You need to experience it. You need to take it. So, InfoWarsStore.com for Nitric Boost. And so many other great products as well, like Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com, Turbo Force.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Alex Jones Show. So this is like a 5-minute propaganda piece. Maybe we're going to go through the first three. I don't know if we'll get through the first five. Maybe we'll fast forward through the end. From NASA 2013 style, telling you where they wanted to go in 2025. So let's get behind the clip. It's closer than you think.
In the 1950s, Americans first drove on interstate highways. In 1969, Americans first landed on the moon.
Somehow haven't went back. Don't worry, they postponed another year.
Getting to the moon required a monumental effort by the United States government. And many partners in industry. Once a common goal had been established, these partners invented their way onto another world. Now we face a task no less daunting: reinventing our nation's air transportation system.
So I'm going to be pausing. Again, they had a vision for the air transportation system of less humans, more surveillance, total automation a long time ago. I see them wanting to destroy this industry by design, giving it more and more government regulations and power. Just me.
Over the past 60 years, this system has evolved. It's been automated, upgraded with computer technology for communication, navigation, and surveillance. The parts work together. Redundancies make it safe. Innovations make it safer still. It's a system that has served our nation brilliantly. But with expected increases in demand and with new aircraft coming, it's time to transform the system.
Anytime you start hearing about transformation, ask yourself whether or not that transformation is going to benefit the common person. Is it going to empower us, or is it going to be detrimental and possibly help enslave us? All right? Is this going to empower your movement?
Such a change cannot be accomplished by one agency working alone. As a result, Congress directed the creation of the Joint Planning and Development Office as a way for all critical organizations, government, industry, labor, and the academic community to work together to create the next generation air transportation system.
Bum, bum, bum.
Next gen.
Next gen.
Next gen will resemble the system we experience today. To the traveler of tomorrow, it's simple. You take off, read, text, tweet, and before you know it, arrive at your destination. But for the air transportation system, change will be all-encompassing.
And look right there, we got the biometric scan through, you know, carry no weapons. Everything's just going to be fine.
TSA is developing new screening techniques using advanced sensors that can move travelers efficiently through security to departure gates. Using GPS, advanced technologies and procedures will allow aircraft to fly more precise approach and landing patterns, meaning that runways can be safely positioned in close proximity to expand capacity, but not airport boundaries. And traffic on taxiways, ramps, and runways will be handled more efficiently, saving time and reducing aircraft idling and engine emissions.
Oh, they're always worried about the emissions. And ask yourself again, has travel gotten easier in the last few years? No. Again, destroyed by design, on purpose, from the serviceability of these aircraft to the service that you actually get, to the fact that you are going through that scanner and you are being patted down and they're putting your bag through once, twice, thrice. I mean, my goodness. Now, I want to show what they've got going on here in Detroit already, which is part of this program. It's already called Parallel Reality.
Welcome to the future here at the Detroit Airport. You scan your boarding pass, look up at a giant screen, and you see only your flight information, even how many minutes it'll take you to walk to your gate. But only you can see it. It doesn't matter if you're standing right next to one other person or 100. Each person only sees their own information. Minds blown.
It's otherworldly.
And I can't see a thing.
That is insane.
Can you read that for mommy at the top? What does it say?
Hello, George.
What?
No way, that's so cool. I can't see anything.
It's so cool. It's so cool. I gave up my biometric information for something I could have read easily on a board. But now it's in big letters for me. Awesome. It's so cool. Everything is so cool. Now, since we got limited time, I do want to jump to the human brain interfaces in a moment. But I also want
even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
This chance is set.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation.
77!
And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and intolerance and depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and suppressing your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sandler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States.
President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me. Our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Segment of the Alex Jones Show. I got to apologize to everybody. I don't know what happened. The computer went haywire. You may hear a little bing, bing, bing. I don't know, guys. Usually doesn't happen. I do a lot of broadcasting. Might be time for a little house cleaning. So, before I got cut off, I was talking about how Tesla has now become more of a military-industrial complex contractor than even Boeing. There does seem to be a shift there. Remember, Tesla is very much into not only the new energy policy, but automation, self-driving vehicles, etc. I want to go human brain interface. And by the way, one of the things that was not really covered when it came to that world government summit was that they had an entire segment on human brain interfaces. And these people to me are extremely unimpressive, but remember, they're going to sell you that this is the best thing since breakfast. And not only am I playing this because I know they're going to play on our emotions, but it also shows the less invasive nature of some of this technology that is already out there and in the arena.
Welcome to the future here at the Detroit Airport.
Wrong one, hold on.
Up, down, left, right. Everything you are watching happen on this screen right now is being controlled only with Mark's thoughts.
So that just sent out a health notification.
He describes it as contracting and then relaxing his brain.
It takes concentration. It's a pretty involved process. It's one I don't take lightly.
This has all been pretty sudden for Mark. He was diagnosed with ALS in 2021. Mark has since lost control of his hands and arms. He will likely lose his voice. Mark didn't hesitate to sign up for a clinical trial to have this placed in his brain. It's called a stentrode.
The one thing about this disease is it affects your physical, but not the mind. To me, it gives me the opportunity to be able to continue to do things that I'm able to do now just by thinking about it.
In the world of brain-computer interfaces, or BCIs, it is still early days. In fact, up until recently, it's mostly led to monkeys being able to play Pong. But Synchron was one of the first companies in the world to get FDA approval for human trials.
Yay!
And Mark is one of those first humans. It's all the brainchild of this man, Dr. Tom Oxley.
Text messaging is a really critical element of how we communicate with our family and friends now. So that's usually what people mostly want back.
So then that will text if I ever.
So you just sent a text.
I did.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty simple. Yeah, pretty cool.
Dr. Oxley is a neurologist who first started thinking about the possibility of brain implants while in his native Australia.
For people who have got paralysis or motor impairment, but they have that part of the brain still working, then if you can put a device in, get the information, get it out of the brain, then you can turn what previously was a signal controlling your body into a signal that controls a digital device.
Now, again, technology that empowers humanity, I get it. You know, this guy, this is helping this guy. I'm not against this technology. I am warning people that it is going to become more and more non-invasive. But again, what was cool? Oh, texting. You know, communications, social media. And the other thing is AI more and more is going to be coming into the medical arena outside of this. They already use these human brain interfaces for PTSD. So now, when these things are in the arena of mental health, and that's the new push everywhere, mental health, you literally have a device inside you, slavery style, that they could pump. And forget about just thoughts. You know, messing with your biology, your serotonin levels, your endorphin levels, not just your motor functions, all right, which they're obviously demonstrating here and also through brain reading technologies. You know, before I even get into the world government human brain interface artificial intelligence presentation, I want to play these two different WEF promotions that have been out there for a long time. First of all, blockchain people. You know, Bitcoin just hit the big daddy status. Went to 73K, and I think that now you can actually say it's probably going to go up to six figures, 100,000. At the same time, you're not seeing an explosion like you did before in the altcoin market. Remember, now you have ETFs, BlackRock, Vanguard, they're invested in Bitcoin. But we already have a system of blockchain people that even goes beyond the UBI and the Sam Altman WorldCoin project I've covered before. So, well, let's hit this clip first of all. Let's hit this. This is a refugee camp, I'm making it a little smaller, that runs on the blockchain. The human slavery blockchain people been around for years with the World Economic Forum. All right? They shop without, at the supermarkets without physical money. They have your biometric information. You know, so you gave up your biometric information to the World Food Program to go fly? Oh, look at the smiley face line we're in where we find work. Okay, and it has all their digital identity and data, all their paperwork, their passports. Remember, a lot of that technology, NASA-driven. A lot of places being destroyed by conflict, despite what Ray Kurzweil tells you. Understand that? Payments cost millions of dollars on the bank fees. But don't worry, the blockchain can cut those fees by 98%. Isn't that great? No need for cash or a bank account when you're sleeping on the ground in a tent at a refugee camp. Lovely. Or maybe you're in a 15-minute city. And we'll work directly with that World food program. Isn't that great? Humanitarian, they love you. Blockchain people, humanitarian aid in the soup line. I mean, think about how dystopic that, like, what you're looking at is echoes of what happened in this country almost 100 years ago in the Great Depression because they didn't have their welfare state bill. Okay, so now this next propaganda piece from the World Economic Forum here, these are five ways the pandemic could reshape our lives in the long term. And then at the end, it asks you the question, what did you love about the pandemic? How about a whole lot of nothing? Okay? So again, reimagining everything, transforming it, let's put up barriers, let's get into a virtual environment, let's wear masks all the time, okay, let's always have hand sanitizers and be afraid, let's have QR codes and 15-minute spaces in cities, ooh, the neighborhood hubs, where everything's going to be here for 15-minute gulag, gyms, bars, art galleries, networking opportunities. Hey, you'll know all the other slaves. 15 minutes away from your home. Cloud markets. I mean, this stuff. Ghost kitchens. You don't even know what you're eating. Is it meat? Probably not at that point, right? They get you into this crazy Kurzweilian nightmare. Okay? Analytics-driven services. Here it is. The internet out of things, but bodies. They're going to identify you by your heartbeat and get around the masks that you'll have to wear for facial recognition. Okay? Is this unique? NASA gave us that. Isn't NASA the best? Okay? And by the way, you'll be able to go forever as well. Just the best of you. Your kid can have like a thing on it. They want that. No, you want competition. You want social interaction. I mean, the World Economic Forum literally wants your kid outside in a mask and slave. Everybody's smiling. Yeah, what would you like to become permanent? Totally being that guy. Guys, I didn't even get to it, but we're going to do it in this last minute and 14. Here it is, the World Government Summit. Where is it? Right here.
It's a pleasure to be here today to speak about progress in brain-computer interfaces and emerging technology at the forefront of modern medicine and artificial intelligence. Thank you very much for having me.
Modern medicine, artificial intelligence, brain-computer interfaces, this guy pushing Neuralink, pushing BlackRock Neurotech, pushing all sorts of technology. These are unimpressive people reading off of his phones. Guys, I do want to thank you for joining me. I wish that I would have had three more minutes had my technology not failed me. But they're selling on the idea technology's never going to fail you. I'm a documentary filmmaker. They are free. Fabled Enemies, Loose Change, Final Cut, Invisible Empire, A New World Order to Find, and Shade the Motion Picture. Go check them out. Follow me at Jason Bermas, B-E-R-M-A-S, everywhere. And go to InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Get the shirts, get the books, get the supplements that Ray Kurzweil takes, but the rest of the world's telling you, you shouldn't, and help support Alex Jones.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.